能够改变我们的心思意念。
So that we understand your will that please your heart.
我们更好地知道你的意愿。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
我为因在用耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
The scripture we just read in Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19.
我们刚才读到路加福音十七章十一到十九节。
It's one of Jesus' miracles that we are very familiar with.
我们都很熟悉这个耶稣基督所行的神迹。
There were 10 lepers who met Jesus and had a life-changing experience when they encountered Jesus.
我们在这个神迹里面有十个得大麻风病的人见到了耶稣，他们有一个生命改，让他们生命得改变的一个神迹。
Now the significant part about the 10 lepers who were healed by Jesus was that only one returned to give thanks to the Lord.
这个故事里面有一个重点是，有十个人得救，但是只有一个人回过头来感谢耶稣基督。
As Christians, there is always a reason to give thanks.
作为一个基督徒，我们总是有感恩的原因。
To show our gratitude to the Lord.
对，为神献上感谢。
Now what caused the one leperTo give thanks to Jesus.
什么让这一个得大麻风病的人为主献上感谢呢？
According to this scripture,
根据经文，
what leads to gratitude?
什么让他们让这个得麻风病的人感恩呢？
Number one,
第一个是
miracle leads to gratitude.
第一个是说神迹让他感恩。
Now in verse 15, then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praised God with a loud voice.
但第十五节里面，当他得了医治之后，他转过身来，大声的感谢主。
Now in Jesus' time, leprosy was a deadly skin disease.
在耶稣基督的时代，大麻风病是一个非常致命的病。
Now not only was the agony of the disease itself.
不光是这个疾病本身的痛苦
，but it also made the skin rotten.
它让我们的让得病的人这个表面表皮腐败。
It ate up the flesh gradually, and there was no cure at all.
它让慢慢的会侵蚀肉体，然后没有医治。
Now let's imagine that you are a leper.
我们想象一下，如果我们自己你也是得了大麻风病。
You lost everything totally.
你失去了所有你拥有的东西。
You couldn't have a job.
你不能找到一个工作。
You couldn't be around people.
你不能在一般的人中间。
Because the disease is very contagious.
因为这个大麻风病是传染性很高的。
Now if you contracted leprosy after you married.
如果你你跟人结婚了。
You can never see your family again.
你不可能再接近你的家庭。
You can never go to one of your children recital or go to their ball games.
你不可能去你小孩的这个音乐的这种表演，或者是他的体育的比赛。
You will never hold and kiss your beloved children and your wife again.
你不可能再亲吻你的孩子，你的配偶。
Also, you're a total outcast from society.
你变成了这个社会的弃儿。
All the people look down on you.
所有的人都看不起你。
Now, according to Leviticus chapter 13,
利未记十三章说
，You must wear worn thorn clothes.
你必须穿这种撕裂的衣服
，as a sign of extreme sorrow.
你表明你非常的痛苦。
Needed to let your hair hang loose.
你需要披头散发
，and cover your mouth so people can recognize that you are a leper.
你说话的时候必须捂着嘴，这样大家别人知道你是得了大麻风病。
Also, you have to stay in a certain distance from people, not like we're sitting around here, you know, together.
你一般的情况下会跟别人保持一段距离。
This is why in verse 12 said the 10 leper has to stay at distance to call, to cry out to Jesus.
这就是为什么在路加福音十七章十二节的时候，他说他们会在远处向耶稣基督。
Now, if you broke the law, you could be stoned to death.
如果你犯了罪，你会被石头打死。
Now if someone started coming close to you and didn't see you,
如果有人没有看见你而靠近了你
，The law said this.
这个法律法说
You have to shout this word out loud.
你必须大声地说
Unclean, unclean.
他说我是不洁净的，我是不洁净的。
Can you imagine what a tragic life you could, would have to wear torn clothes?
你能想象一下我们穿上一个破旧的衣服是什么样的一个
Would you like to come to Sunday worship and hang your hair loose?
你能够到这个主日的崇拜然后披头散发吗
And cover your mouth and shout it out to everyone that you are unclean?
蒙着嘴对所有的人说我是不洁净的我是不洁净的
I don't think any one of us would like to do that, right?
我们没有任何人愿意这么样。
While I was preparing the sermon and was thinking about the law described,
我当我准备这个这个经讲道的时候，我在想象这个律法所描述的情况。
I just thought if anyone in Canaan Church that has to shout out unclean.
如果任何人在加恩堂里面需要说我是不洁净的
It is me
这是我
It is me
这是我
But one day Jesus came by
但是有一天耶稣基督来到我的身边
He showed mercy on me
他在我的身上施恩典
JustLike this person was healed from leprosy.
就像这个得大麻风病的人被神所医治。
I was healed, and you were healed from being unclean too.
我被神所医治，你们也一样被神所洁净。
Which was our sinful lives.
这种被洁净的是我们充满罪的生活。
Would you express thanks to Jesus?
你会为此为向耶稣基督感恩吗？
Yes, we would.
是的，我们会的。
Because we all have leprosy in our inner nature.
在我们的内心中，我们都曾经像得了大麻风病的人。
Leprosy paints a vivid picture of our sin.
那个大麻风病让我们看到一个非常形象的我们的充满罪的生活。
Someone said this.
有人这么说。
Leprosy was the outward and visible sign of the innermost spiritual corruption.
大麻风病是我们内心的腐败的在外在的一个非常有说服力的表现
It begins on a small spot
它从一个非常小的一小点开始
It gradually spread
它慢慢的扩散
It's internal defected
然后内里会产生缺陷
It's dissolution little by little of the entire body
它然后慢慢的会在所有的身体的所有的部分
Of that which corrupts and contaminate man's inner nature
它会让我们内心被污染
And prevents him to enter the presence of a pure and holy God
让我们不能跟一个所圣洁和洁净的神所接近
We were outcast from the kingdom of God
我们成为神的国度的弃儿
And we were sinners and on our way to death
我们曾经是罪人在我们走向死亡
We were in the process of losing everything to our sin
因为我们的罪我们曾经在这种失去 各样的事情的过程中
And then we had a life-changing experience by encountering with the Lord
然后我们因为认识了神我们有一个生命说得到改变的过程
In Romans chapter 5 verse 8
在罗马书五章八节说
But God showed his love for us in that while we were still sinners Christ died for us
罗马书五章八节说唯有耶基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死
We must all,
神的爱就在此向我们显明了
We must all remember that what God has done for us
我们应该记住神在我们身上所做的功
Now we should never forget that the Lord has freed us from our sin
我们应该记住神让我们从我们的罪中所得到解脱
Now let's think about this story as it happensin the modern day now today okay
我们想象一下这种故事在我们现在发生
This leprous person was healed by Jesus
这个得大麻风病的人得到了医治
He got his life and his family back.
他重新有他的生活和他的家庭。
He also got his career back.
他重新让他得到他的事业。
And was working as a manager in a super big company.
然后在一个很大的公司里面做经理。
Now things went really well for him.
所有的事情都很好，对他来说重新走向正轨。
His children grew up and were married and had good job as well.
他的孩子也长大了，结婚了，有很好的工作。
25 years has passed by since Jesus healed this man.
在耶稣基督治好这个人25年之后。
Then one day.
一天。
When he was walking nearby Princeton University,
当他在普林斯顿大学附近散步的时候
he saw Jesus.
他又看见耶稣基督。
Now here's the question for you, okay?
这是对所有人一个问题。
Do you think he still have a grateful heart to run up and fall down on Jesus' feet and say, "Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus"?
你认为他还有这种感恩的心，跑过去跪在神的脚下，说谢谢你，耶稣基督。
Of course, yes.
当然是这样的。
Jesus healed him 25 years ago.
耶稣基督在25年前医治了他。
That was a miracle.
那是一个神迹。
Brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹们。
We all receive God's grace over all these so many years.
我们已经经历了神的恩典这么多年。
Are we still thankful every day for what He has done for us in our life?
我们每一天还是为他的救赎而感恩。
Yes, we should.
我们应该是这样的。
When we experience these miracles,
当我们经历这些神迹的时候
we are grateful.
我们充满了感恩。
We give thanks to the Lord.
我们感谢神。
Now, however, there were 9 lepers who did not return to give thanks to Jesus.
有其中九个但是也有九个得医治的没有感谢神。
We don't know why.
我们不知道为什么。
Maybe they have the following reasons.
他们可能有各种各样的原因。
It probably was just luck I was healed.
他们可能想哦，这我只是比较幸运，我们得到医治。
Or I am the descendant of Abraham.
或者说我是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
I'm God's chosen children.
我是神的选民。
I deserve mercy and healing.
我这些东西对我都是应该当得的。
They may thought this.
他们也可能想。
I have been suffered long enough. It's about time that I got well.
对他们也可能想我已经经历了很长的痛苦，现在是该我得医治的时候了。
Or after I saw the priest and my family,
在我看到了这个祭司和我的家庭之后
，I will express my gratitude when I meet Jesus next time.
在做完这些之后，让我见到耶稣基督的时候，我再表达我的感恩。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，Could that also be the reasons hindering us from giving thanks to the Lord?
这可能是这你觉得这是影响我们为神感恩的原因吗
？Number two，
第二点
，Obedience leads to miracle。
顺从带来神迹。
Now in verse 14，
在第十四节。
When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourself to the priest."
当他看见他们的时候，耶稣基督说：“走吧，去。”看你们的祭司去。
As they went, they were cleansed.
他们去的时候就洁净了。
As they were going,
当他们走的时候
it is an action of obedience.
这个去是一个顺从的行动。
Jesus said, "Go and show yourself to the priest."
耶稣基督说：“你们去把身体给祭司看。”
Well, they could have said, "But Jesus, we are not healed."
他们也可能说：“哦，我现在还没被医治。”
And we are not supposed to show ourselves to the priest until we are completely healed.
他们可能说：“我们不能给我们的祭司看我们身体，因为我们还没有得到医治。”
Instead, they obey.
不是这样，他们，
但是他们
顺从了。
As they went, and on the way, they were cleansed.
当他们去的路上，他们得到了医治。
This is what the Bible teaches us again and again about obedience.
这是 圣经教导我们的，不断教导我们的要顺从。
When God's people were facing the Red Sea, remember that story, miracle?
我们都知道那个以色列人出埃及的时候在红海。
God said to Moses, "Lift up your staff."
神对摩西说，举起你的杖和竿。
You know Moses could have said this.
你知道那个摩西可能说其他的话。
Well, God, the Egyptian army is right behind us.
他说这个埃及的军兵就在我们背后。
We really need plan B or plan C than just holding up this rod.
我们需要其他的准备，不仅仅是就是举着我们的杖和杆。
But God said, hold up your rod.
但是神说就举起你的杆。
My part is to work miracle.
我的工作是施行神迹。
Your part is obey God.
你的
me.
你的工作就是顺从，顺从。
Now, 40 years later,
40年后,
when God's people were about to cross the Jordan River,
当神的选民要过约旦河的时候,
in order to enter the promised land,
过了约旦河就可以进入应许之地。
The river was in a flood stage.
那个河当时是是有很大洪水泛滥的时候。
We were, well, we've seen on the news that how a river looks like in a flood stage, right?
我们在电视上都看到过这个河被有发水的时候是什么样子。
We have seen cars and houses going down a river.
我们看见这个房子或者车都会被洪水冲。
No one wants to mess with the flood stage.
没有人愿意在这个发洪水的河里面。
So when the priest went up the flood stage and God gave them this instruction.
当祭司靠近这个发洪水的河的时候，神这么说。
约旦河的时候 ，Yeah. Put your foot in the river.
把你的脚放在水里面。
They could have said this.
他们当时可能说别的。
God, remember the Red Sea.
记住神啊，你们记住过红海的时候吗？
You part the water and we put our feet in.
你让水分开，然后我们进入那个红海。
But this time God said.
但是这一次神说。
You put your foot in and I make the land dry.
但是神说你把你的脚放在水里面，然后我让水干掉。
See, when God speaks, they obey.
当神说的时候，他们就顺服。
When they obey, miracle happen.
当他们顺服的时候，神迹就产生
了。When we experience miracles, we are grateful.
当我们经历神迹的时候，我们充满感恩。
And we give thanks to the Lord.
我们为神所感恩。
I heard a testimony about a Christian.
我听到过一个基督徒的见证。
He was a carpenter, and he was out of job.
他是一个木匠，但是没有工作的木匠。
So he continued to pray hard for a job.
他每天都很虔诚的祷告。
Then one day,
有一天
，the Lord said to him,
神对他说
，Go fix your neighbor's, your next door neighbor's mailbox.
有一天神对他说，你去你的邻居家帮他把他的邮箱修好。
His response was perhaps like any one of us.
他的第一反应可能跟我们任何人都一样。
Lord, I need a job.
说神啊，我需要一份工作。
My neighbor doesn't need my help now.
我的邻居现在不需要我的帮助。
Maybe after I get a job, then I will do it.
可能哪天我找到工作之后，我再有时间跟他修信箱。
But the Holy Spirit keep continue urging him.
但是圣灵不断的催促他。
So finally he got his hand tools and started working on the mailbox.
然后最后他拿上他的工具就开始修信箱。
While he was doing it.
他当他修信箱的时候。
A couple drove by.
有一对夫妇开车路过。
Stop and said.
停下车来对他说。
Hey, are you a carpenter?
他说你是一个木匠吗
？And he said, Yes, I am.
他说我是一个木匠。
The man said this.
这个人说。
I have a job for you.
他这个人说我有一份工，我有一份工作你可以做。
Then he said this.
然后他说
From that moment on till today, about 30 years in my life, I never gone without work since that day.
这个人后来见证说，他说从那天开始有三十年了，我从来没有失去过我的工作。
So brother and sister, you see, it's really simple.
弟兄姐妹们，这个道理都很简单。
He obeys and God works miracle in him.
他顺服了，所以神让神迹在他身上发生。
Today, do you have anything you need to obey God?
今天我们要想想我们是不是有什么需要 顺服神的
Maybe God tells you to forgive someone
可能神让你、饶恕什么人
Maybe he wants you to be more humble
他让你更谦卑
Maybe you need to obey and serve in an area in Canaan Church that God has urged you to
也可能是他让你在迦南教会里面某一项事工中有参与
Do we respond to his call yet?
我们对神的呼召我们有反应吗
We need to obey God
我们需要顺服神
Because obedience leads to God's miracle
因为顺从顺服能够带来神迹
And miracle leads to gratitude in our lives
神迹让我们感谢
Number three
第三点
Gratitude leads to worship
感恩让我们敬拜
In another word worship is to express our gratitude to God
敬拜是我们为神感谢神的一种方式
In verses 15 and 16 said
第十五和十六节说
Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan.
第十五、十六节说，内中有一个人见自己已经好了，就回来大声归荣耀于神，又俯伏在耶稣基督脚前感谢他。这人是撒玛利亚人。
It appears that the other nine who were healed were Jewish.
应该是其他九个得到医治的应该是、犹太人。
Now look at this,、look at how this Samaritan showed his gratitude.
让我们看看这个撒玛利亚怎么、表现他的感恩。
There were three action verbs here.
有三个动词在这儿。
He praised God.
他大声的赞美。
He fell on his face and giving thanks to Jesus.
他在跪在耶稣基督的脚前，然后赞美神。
He might even lift up his hands, run to Jesus, and with tears in his eyes.
他可能举起双手，在跟耶稣基督感谢的时候，眼中充满了眼泪。
I'm not emphasizing that much about the outward expression here.
我没有在这里强调他的外在的表现。
But his inward heart.
他的、内心世界是我想强调的。
There are seven common words to translate worship in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面有七种七个词来表示这个敬拜的表现敬拜的词。
Worship means to kneel or to bow.
敬拜的意思也可以是在神面前跪下。
To praise, to give glory to the Lord.
感谢神，然后把荣耀归于神。
A thanksgiving choir.
也可能是像一个诗班一样。
Or just simply thanksgiving.
简简单单的说感谢神。
To give thanks by being clamorously foolish. That's how you say it. You crazy for God? No.
也可能是像这个
dancing around, maybe.
有很多动作的一种、很有动感的赞美。
You know what? This is where we got the word hallelujah.
这是我们说哈利路亚的来源。
To give thanks with extended hand.
我们也举手赞美神。
So it's scriptural to extend your hands to give thanks to God. So next time when you sing, it's okay. You know, you can extend your hand. No problem with that.
敬拜的时候举手是符合圣经的教导的。下一次大家也可以举手赞美神。
To give thanks in what? Loud tone.
也可以大声的赞美神。
Lastly, to give thanks with a musical instrument.
也可以用我们的、熟悉的乐器来赞美神。
The Samaritan went back to Jesus had six of the above quality of worshiping the Lord.
当那个撒玛利亚人、转向神赞美神的时候，他表现出其中的六个、特点。
Except he didn't get an instrument to pray and play praise the Lord.
除了没有这个乐器哦。
So he knew what worship meant to him.
他知道敬拜是什么意思对他来说。
He could have gone to see his priest and family in Samaria first.
他也可能他本来是可以先去在撒玛利亚见到他的祭司和他的家庭，先去见他的祭司和家庭。
Instead, his heart was filled with gratitude that led him to worship the Lord first.
因为他心中充满感谢，所以他赞美神。敬拜神，先敬拜神。
Is this also our priority in life?
这应该也是我们生活的重点。
Brother and sister, worshiping God is not just limited on Sunday service.
弟兄姐妹们，我们敬拜神不是在这个星期天在教会里面。
It should be every day, everywhere, and every part in our life.
它应该是我们在每一天每一时刻每一个地点的敬拜。
All of our lives are connected to worship.
我们生活中的每一部分都跟敬拜有关。
You know, when we worship, we honor God.
当我们敬拜的时候，我们把荣耀归。
We give reverence to him.
我们感谢神。
We are acknowledging that he is almighty and he is our Lord.
我们承认神是全能。
We love God with all our soul.
我们感谢神为全心的感谢神。
We love one another.
我们爱彼此相爱。
We think God's thoughts after him.
我们按神的意愿我们所思维。
You know, when we do that worship, we will have no hesitation as Romans chapter 12 verse 1 tells us.
我们在罗马书十二章一节说
To present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual, what is that here? Spiritual worship, and also translate for service as well.
在罗马书十二章一节说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Now notice that with a loud voice, he glorified Jesus.
他大声地赞美神。
With the same loudness and intensity, he cried, Jesus, Master, have mercy on me.
神也是用同样的大声在我身上彰显他的慈悲。
Sometimes, many times we cry out in prayer for help.
他在经常在祷告中我们在祷告中大声的
We cry for help loudly, right? But little with praise, with thanksgiving.
我们经常在祷告中要求有很多的帮助，但是我们很少的赞美。
Or even like the other nine lepers who didn't bother to give thanks at all.
就像其他九个得大麻风病的人，他们就根本就没有敬拜。
Or maybe we forget to count our blessing from God.
也可能就是我们忘记了数算我们生活中的恩典。
Now the other nine also shouted to Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
其他九个犹太人在此之前说，主人大，在我身上显怜悯吧。
But Jesus wasn't their master in their lives.
但是耶稣基督不是他们生活中的。
The only thing they wanted is to be healed.
他们需要的就是得医治。
They took advantage of Jesus' healing and compassion and mercy.
他们利用了耶稣基督的爱和爱心。
Some Christians, they don't pray.
我们有些基督徒从来也不祷告。
I'm not referring the three meals every day that you pray to God.
我就说想说每天我们吃三餐的时候我们有没有祷告。
Maybe some Christians don't even bother to pray for the meals.
我们有些基督徒吃饭的时候也不谢饭。
These Christians, the only time they pray is, you know, is when?
你知道他们祷告是什么时候吗？
It's when they have troubles.
是当他们需要帮助有麻烦的时
候。 You know, if you only pray when you have troubles,
你知道当你仅仅是在有麻烦的时候祷告
Your spiritual life definitely has trouble.
这是意味着你的属灵的思想是有问题的。
Now let me repeat this phrase again, okay?
让我重复一下。
If you only pray when you have troubles, your spiritual life definitely has trouble.
如果你仅仅是在你有麻烦的时候祷告，你的属灵的生活肯定是有麻烦的。
Are you in trouble?
你有麻烦吗？
Think about that.
我们好好想想。
To Today is Jesus our Master when we call him Lord.
今天我们耶稣叫耶稣基督是我们的主，
是不是我们生命的主宰？ Is it our Lord?
他是不是我们生命的主？
Now in verse 17, then Jesus answered, "We were not 10 cleansed. Where are the 9?"
在十七节，耶稣基督说：“洁净的不是十个人吗？那九个在哪里呢？”
You know, if I'm Jesus.
你知道，如果我是耶稣基督，
I could have punished the 9 and made them unclean again.
我会惩罚这九个人，让他们重新的
Maybe some of you will do that, right?
我想我们中间很多人会这么做。
But Jesus didn't do that at all.
但是耶稣基督没有这么做。
You know what? This is common grace.
这是我们的这是
普通恩典，普遍恩典，
普遍恩典。
It is the love and mercy from the Lord.
这是神的恩典和慈爱。
He healed the one with the grateful heart and also those with ungrateful heart.
他医治了心中充满感谢的得麻风病的人，也医治了另外九个不感恩的。
不感恩也感谢他也去医治他。Jesus was telling us something in this verse.
耶稣基督在这节经文里面告诉我们
is to realize our healing was a blessing from him and we should be thankful.
如果我们意识到神的医治是一个恩典，我们应该感谢他。
And Jesus continued on verse 18.
在第十八节里面
as no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner.
他说除了这外族人再没有别人回来归荣耀与神吗？
The Samaritan was a foreigner and was not worthy of Jesus' healing.
这个撒玛利亚人是外邦人，不值得神的救赎。
But by grace and mercy he was healed and we also healed.
但是因为神的恩典和慈爱，我们都他被医治了，我们也都被医治。
Now verse 19 said, and Jesus said to him, rise and go and go your way, your faith has made you well.
第十九节说，就对那人说，起来走吧，你的信救了你。
The word "made you well" or "made whole" in English translation by the Bible.
这个英文的 "make you well" 在翻译中
，the Greek word there was means save you.
在希腊文里面是说救被救了。
And he got more than the others did.
他比其他九个人，这个撒玛利亚人比其他九个人得到的更多。
Now others received physical healing from a distance.
其他九个人得到了在身体上得到了医治。
But the Samaritan not only received physical healing, but he also got close to the Lord.
这个撒玛利亚人不仅在身体上得了医治，在也跟神更近了。
Express his faith by giving thanks.
他对为他的因为他的信心才献上感谢。
Worship Jesus as the Lord.
尊耶稣基督为主。
And receive not only physical healing, but spiritual healing.
他不仅得到了身体上的医治，也得到了属灵的医治。
He did not only receive common grace.
他不仅得到了普遍的恩典。
But most importantly, saving grace from the Lord.
他也得到了神的救赎恩典。
Now God may choose to physically heal a man from a distance.
神可能会选择在隔着距离就可以在治疗一个人的疾病。
But according to this miracle,
according to
神迹这个神迹，
根据这个神迹。
But spiritual healing comes only to those who have faith and humbly kneel down before Jesus.
在灵上的医治需要我们来到神的面前。
Jesus wants us to give thanks and praise Him every day, every moment, every second.
耶稣基督在每时每刻都在祷告。
感谢，
感谢。
In Psalm 50, verse 23,
在诗篇五十篇，
The one who offers thanksgiving as his sacrifice glorifies me.
诗篇五十章二十三节说，凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。
So when you give thanks the next time, you glorify God.
当你下一次当你感谢的时候，你荣耀神。
As for us, the best way to give thanks to the Lord is to let others know about God's saving grace.
感谢神最好的方式就是让周遭的人知道神的救赎恩典。
As in Psalm 116 verses 12 to 13.
在诗篇116篇12节说
What shall I render to the Lord for all the benefits to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord.
诗篇116篇12-13节说我拿什么报答耶和华向我赐的一切厚恩我要举起救恩的杯称扬耶和华的名
I'm sure this person would let others know that Jesus healed his leprosy
我很确信这个人会让其他的人知道神的救恩
Thanksgiving is going to be here soon
我们马上就到感恩节了
And then we have Christmas
然后我们有圣诞节
We can use this time to tell others about the salvation.
我们可以利用这个季节告诉更多的人神的救恩。
Lastly,
最后
there was a man who had a dream.
有一个人曾经有一个做了一个梦。
He was walking in the forest.
他在森林里面散步。
Suddenly, he met Satan.
他突然见到了撒旦。
Then Satan brought him to his farmhouse where he kept many different kinds of planting seeds.
撒旦把他带到了他的这个农场的仓库里面，那里面有各种各样的种子。
Some seeds were discouragement.
有沮丧的种子。
Some were jealousy.
有嫉妒的种子
Some were complaining seeds and so on, so many of them.
有抱怨的种子
All these seeds could easily grow almost anywhere on a person.
这种种子在每一个人的身上可能任何时候都会发芽
The man asked,
这个人问撒旦
Was there any of your seeds that cannot grow on a person?
他问你有没有什么样的种子在人的身上没法发芽
Satan reluctantly admit that there was one place he could never get these seeds to grow.
撒旦很不愿意地承认有一个地方他没法让这种种子发芽
The man asked, and where was that?
这个人说这是什么地方
Satan replied sadly.
撒旦很悲哀地回答说
In the heart of a grateful person.
撒旦说，在一个充满感恩的人的心，人的身上，这种种子没法发芽。
Do you know where this phrase "give thanks" come from?
你们知道这个
Think about it.
感恩的词汇从哪来
？Or in the first place, who began giving thanks for food?
你们知道这个祝谢这个词从什么地方
As far as I can tell,
据我所知
It's nowhere in the Bible until we get to the four Gospels.
在圣经中它只到四福音才出现这个
Four Gospels what? Matthew,
Mark, Luke, John.
Luke and John, four Gospels.There was one person that every time when he broke the bread and took the cup, he gave thanks.
有一个人，他每一次他擘开饼、举起杯的时候，他祝谢。
Who was that?
这是谁？
This was Jesus.
这是耶稣基督。
Jesus is the one who started to give thanks.
耶稣基督是他开始给把松。开始感恩
He is the Son of God, Almighty and Powerful.
他是神的儿子，他是全能的神。
Bible said all things were created by Him and for Him.
圣经说，所有的事情都靠他所创造，也为他所造。
He doesn't have to give thanks at all.
他是应该不需要给感恩的。
But Jesus reminded us.
但是耶稣基督提醒我们。
You know, I know you guys were trying to take it for granted.
耶稣基督说我知道你们都会把这些想成理所当然的
You don't think this is a miracle
你们不认为这是神迹
But this bread and this cup They are miracles.
但是这个饼这个杯都是神迹。
It is the bread of life and my blood can cleanse your sin.
这是生命的粮，这个血可以洗净我们。
I provided this for you.
我为你们提供了这些。
I did this for you.
我为你们做了这些。
I want you to live a life of thanksgiving.
我希望你们过一个感恩的生活。
I want you to live a life of gratitude.
我希望你们过一个感谢的生活。
So I would like to encourage you.
我鼓励大家。
Where is the next step of obedience for you?
你下一步就是一个
你下一步的顺服是什么？
顺服。
Because that obedience could work miracle in your life.
因为顺从会带来神迹。
That miracle will release gratitude.
神迹会让我们感谢。
And that gratitude will produce worship.
感谢会让我们敬拜。
And we can live a victory life for Christ, who is the one so grateful for you, to you.
这样的话，我们能为救赎我们的主过一个得胜的生活。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, I come before you with a grateful heart.
神，我们带着感恩的心来到你面前。
Thanks for cleansing my sin and thanks for giving me a new life.
谢谢你洁净了我，让我有个新的生活生命。
I have so much to be thankful for.
我有很多可以感谢的。
Things unseen and seen.
有些事情我看到了，有些事情我没看到的，都值得我的感谢。
Teach me to give thanks in all circumstances.
教会我学会在各种情况下都有一个感恩的心。
Give me an obedient heart to follow your will.
让我有一个顺服的心跟从你。
Let your miracles continue to work in me.
让你的有更多的神迹也借着我的顺服显现。
And worship you wholeheartedly for the rest of my life.
在我接下来的生命中，全心的赞美敬拜你。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.